Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mr. Rob Setter, keeping us straight, doing all kinds of work to make us sound fabulous as always. So we appreciate his help and hard work. Well, it is February, and this year is going to be time for a brand new initiative, and that is a Be Kind Month, not a Be Kind Week. And this is an opportunity for folks to find out about what it means to be kind around here. What are some different ways to do that? And we got Seth Joseph on the line. Good morning, Seth. You're on the line. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Morning, Mike.
And we had talked about the idea of including Stacy Pietsu. Is she on the line also?
I am. Good morning.
Perfect. Okay, great. Thank you. I just want to make sure we got give credit where it is due. Seth is the Director of Development and Marketing at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, and Stacy is Senior Director of Community Impact at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. So let's start out. Whomever is most prepared to answer this question, Be Kind is a new sort of revamped initiative this year from the United Way. Tell us all about it.
I think I'm going to start with that, Mark. Last year, in January of 2020, we had a youth mental health strategic plan come out. Youth mental health has been a growing concern and an issue, a priority area for us. And one of the first initiatives was our Be Kind Week in mid-February last year. There was a lot of excitement, engagement. The signs that we distributed, some of them have stayed up year-round. We've had requests since last February for more signs, and when are you going to do the campaign again? So with our third year SU intern, who will be with me on 94KX later this morning, we created a month of activities for this year, for 2021. We have all 14 libraries in our three counties. Each library location is going to be distributing so that we can make sure everyone has equal access to those materials. It will be signs, bumper stickers this year, which are new, and then our small round Be Kind stickers that you can put virtually anywhere. We have 10 of our 11 school districts are participating. There's 25 schools in all, both colleges, 9 community partners, and a growing list of businesses. So we are really excited about everyone else's excitement for the campaign, and I think everyone's feeling like it's a great time to be having some positivity in the middle of winter and to start the new year off.
You mentioned you can put the stickers virtually anywhere, but now in this day and age, you should say you can literally put them just about anywhere. People will think, oh, you're putting them places virtually, because we do so many things virtually these days. Seth, what does it mean to be kind? Tell us, what are we talking about? We're talking about it's sort of like more of an attitude than a series of actions.
Yeah. I think, we just want to spread positivity, positive change, and, just an uplifting spirit. I think that's kind of the message that we want to get across. The nature of our current environment right now, I think everyone can use a little bit of kindness. And we do have, some examples of some actions and challenges that we have set throughout the entire month. So, for example, we have different themes for each week. Week one is going to be kind to your peers. So doing things that, such as catch up with someone who you miss, or post some sticky notes in public places. The week two is one that we're really excited about, is being kind to essential workers. Just showing our appreciation and support for all those folks who have been on the front lines. Week three is being kind to those who are different than you. And then week four, which really ties in with our sponsor, Evangelical Community Hospital. Week four is going to be kind to yourself, and how being kind to yourself and being kind to others can benefit your own health as well.
Well, and as I look ahead, Stacy, I see he mentioned this catch up with someone you miss. So I guess, Stacy, you and I will get together at some point this week. We'll try to catch up a little bit. I haven't seen you in about 14 months, so we got to remedy that. But but you also say offer to help someone who may be struggling and or let a friend know they're appreciated. When it comes to these things, these may be things you might. Some people who are particularly outgoing might already be doing. You might be doing some of these already. But this is an opportunity to kind of bring it up and talk about it and make sure that, you know, make sure we're doing these things.
And really just be intentional about them, too. And just thinking about them and, you know, being grateful for, you know, some of the points on week three or being, you know, write down some things that you're grateful for and, you know, appreciate your friends and family during this time and show your appreciation for everyone around you.
And Stacy, you mentioned that this, we're in year two of the pandemic now. This is a needed time to kind of reach out to other people?
It is. We have essential workers who have gone above and beyond in their role this year due to the pandemic, and volunteers as well. They've intensified their efforts. There's been so much need. We'd like to make sure we're encouraging everyone to show appreciation and maybe support those individuals in whatever ways we can, including sharing some of their inspirational stories. We have around 150 nominations for kindness for individuals who have had acts of kindness already, and we know more are going to be coming, and it's going to be so difficult. There's so many amazing stories. I wish I could read them all, but we're encouraging everyone to keep sending in those nominations, and we have local businesses that we have with Evan's support purchased some gift cards to be able to give out prizes to those essential workers as well as other prize winners for the other themed weeks, so that we're supporting local businesses that spread throughout the three county community and then also recognizing those individuals for their nice stories.
Wow, that's fantastic. And gsvuw.org, a good starting place for nominations, Stacy?
Yep, it's /bekind. Seth has built out a nomination form at that site, and there's a lot of other tools there. We have the bingo cards that our local library, Union County Library System, helped our intern to create those bingo cards. We also have a merchandise link, and then we also have a great link that some of our interns worked very hard on that has video and book resources, different kindness messages for various age levels. So schools can get in there and use the videos. There are short videos, or adults can get in and see, you know, something appropriate for their age level.
Well, Seth, I am dreadfully irritated at my neighbor. He might be a Republican and I might be a Democrat, and so we don't get along anymore. If now that there's snow, we might shovel snow on each other's sidewalk and we blow grass clippings on each other's lawns, and we're not getting along these days because of our body politic. Is this in response to us or that, this division in the U.S.?
I mean, this is a campaign that we have been, excited about for many months. I mean, we had it last year as well. It's not in direct response to any particular division. We want to remain nonpartisan and welcome any voices. We are in a heightened division and, you know, tension, I think, and I think some of these messages, being kind and being open and being receptive and those sorts of things, I think, are important for us to all keep in mind during this time.
And Stacy, Stacy, elaborate. Go right ahead.
Well, the genesis of this campaign actually came from that Youth Mental Health Strategic Plan, in which we are examining that our local PACE data, which is the Pennsylvania Youth Survey data taken every 2 years in all the school districts, was showing that youth in 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grade were most of the data was showing 1 in 3 youth were saying they were sad and depressed most days of the year. So we're very concerned about that. We want to reduce the number of youth that feel that way. There's a little bit of an anti-bullying component we can put in there, as well as just positivity, you know, encouraging, uplifting of thoughts and behavior. And the schools have been great partners for that, as well as some of our program partners, our libraries, our team partners. So we hope that this campaign is going to be making a difference for youth in that way. We borrowed it from a model from a different part of the state that had been a successful kindness campaign.
All right, Stacy, we have a minute left, so please, an additional remark. Anything else to add? I know we're going to hear more about this as the month progresses, but go ahead and set the scene for the rest of the month, please, Stacy.
We'd love to have everyone that's participating, and you can be an individual participating in your home, in your community, in any way. If you do something, an act of kindness, and you could share it with us, if you could hashtag your post, Be Kind 2021, we'd love to feature those, inspire everyone around us by seeing the community participating together in this event. I feel like we have so many great partners. It'll be wonderful to see how we all are celebrating this month in positivity.
All right. Hashtag Be Kind 2021. Will do. Thank you both so much for all you're doing. Thanks for bringing this message. We will hear from you throughout the month as each day progresses. I'll mention what the Be Kind Bingo Board has on it for today, so we'll make sure that we're mentioning this as time goes on. Thank you so much, Seth and Stacy.
Thank you, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Stacy Pietsu is a Senior Director of Community Impact at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Seth Joseph, Director of Development and Marketing, Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. More details about Be Kind at gsvuw.com/Be Kind, the place to get more information.